Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and All Mystery Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your host, King Baby Duck. We are just 3 weeks away from E3, and my heart is pumping with excitement. The games, the developers, the conferences, the parties, and, of course, meeting up with friends and having a great time. I hope all of you are prepping for our coverage at the event, which you'll be able to find at egmnow.com/electricsisterhood, esh.co, b3crew.com, and our friend HamsterMan2049's page, SmashedRook.com. Go ahead and give those pages a good old bookmarking if you haven't yet. But I am so stoked about seeing what Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft have planned. I'm crossing my fingers for news on Battletoads, Star Fox, and maybe, just maybe, Quantic Dream's next title. I mean, it's been 2 years since we saw the Dark Sorcerer tech demo, so hopefully that'll mean word on the next game should be trickling down soon. But enough speculation. Let's get on with the show and place the needle on our playlist record. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, it grabs just about all these albums and EPs from cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. We're starting things off with the recent track from Mo Moon, one that currently serves as the end theme for Assassination Classroom, a great anime series if you haven't watched it yet. This is Hello Shooting Star.
赤い残像を川の看板にノートとペンをさあ歩き出そう書いても書いてもきれいにならない選んだ絵の具に罪はない昨日のような中に見た流れ星また覚えている 世界が驚く光る。
Lock on Ciel with Drink It Down from 2012's Butterfly album. The song also served as the theme song to the video game Devil May Cry 4, which will be re-released as an HD special edition next month on PS4 and Xbox One. Joining me here on No Borders Erased, coming to us all the way from the Scandinavian landscape of Oslo, Norway, currently working on a new third-person survival horror game called Through the Woods, and just reading about this game gave me the chills. Please welcome from Antagonist, Mr. Anders Hillestad.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me on the show. So, first and foremost, tell us a little bit about Antagonist. How was this company founded?
Well, basically, Antagonists was the company itself started when we were participating in a student competition for game development, because it was founded by a group of people who went to school together. Ah. So we were in a competition called Dare to Be Digital, where we got to the Nordic final stage and lost out to the ones that ended up winning the whole thing. So we're not really that disappointed about it.
Yeah.
They actually went on to win a BAFTA, and last night they won the best mobile game in the Nordic region last year. So,
really? I mean, I'm curious, yeah. Which company is this one?
It's a company called DOS Studios. They made a mobile game called Size Does Matter. It's a really cool rhythm game, and yeah, it's an awesome game.
All right, I'll have to check it out. But we're not here to talk about them. We're here to talk about you guys, of course.
Yeah, exactly. No, so we think it actually was a really good thing, because that allowed us to focus our attention more onto the game we're working on right now, which is Through the Woods.
Yes.
So since January last year, we've been working. We started working on the game as our final bachelor's thesis project. We gathered a team and worked on that for half a year, and then from the summer now, it's been working full time as a real company. So right now we're 7 people. We've had like some people join, some people leave, but in total on the project as well, because we're doing some freelancers, there's upwards of 20 people.
Oh, that's excellent. Great to hear.
Yeah. So we've been working with like guys like Jory Prum, who did voiceovers from The Walking Dead games and a lot
nice.
Of Telltale and LucasArts. And also working a little bit with Funcom, who did the Age of Conan and the Secret World MMOs. They're helping us up with the motion capture for some better animations.
That's great. So for those who have yet to hear about the game, can you share with us about what Through the Woods is about?
Well, I mean, the short pitch line is, okay, so Through the Woods is a third-person psychological horror experience about how far a mother would go to save her son. We're telling the story of a character called Karen, who's taken her son out to a cabin in the middle of the Norwegian woods to try and get away from the city. And then the next thing that happens is that after she wakes up from a nap, she heard some commotions, and then she sees her son being led down to a boat by an older man. Ooh. And that's basically where we throw you the controls, and you follow her and try to find out what happened to your son. But what we're doing a little bit differently is that we have a dynamic narration system, so the story itself is told through an interrogation that's happening in real time. You never see this interview, but you can always hear them going along. So what you see and do on the screen has actually happened in past time. That way we can like drive the it's an interesting way for us to like tell the story to you, but also since it's a really cinematic experience, we have no UI, no minimaps or anything. So we're using the narration system to like correct you in the right direction. If you were going the wrong direction, we would be doing like, okay, no, I didn't actually go to the left. I went to the right.
Ah, very interesting. So does the narration change like the deeper the story goes? Like, are there alternate paths that the players could take with that could like alter how the story progresses?
There's definitely some changes. I mean, there's going to be some dialogue that you will only hear if you replay it, stuff like that. But for the ending itself, it all sort of leads to the same one story that we're telling. So you're not dramatically changing things, but you will have a different path.
All right. So where did the idea for Through the Woods originate from?
Well, I mean, it actually it started all the way back in 2010. There was our creative director. He was probably the only guy in Norway who went to the cinema to see the movie Troll Hunter and expected it to be a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't get the memo that it was a comedy.
Yeah.
and it's been like this feeling from the back of our minds that we think that there's way too much horror that has to like explain everything. Like, there always has to be a physical antagonist in the game or in the movie or whatever. And we were like trying to want to go back to like keeping the mystery alive, not having to explain everything. So, the game itself is heavily inspired by Norse mythology and Norwegian art, and like there's so much disturbing things in the old art pieces, like faces in the woods and a lot of cool stuff.
Now, I know most of our listeners have grown up reading stuff like the Grimm fairy tales for inspiration when it comes to the woods and stuff, but I'm sure many of them are unfamiliar with the ones of Norwegian origins, and I'm curious if you wouldn't mind sharing with us some of these stories that you yourself have grown up with.
Okay, so now you're kind of putting me on the spot right here. because we don't want to like draw too much attention to specific ones.
Right. I'm not telling you to like tell the whole story verbatim. Like,
no,
just a couple of the tales that have inspired what Through the Woods has become.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, I think the one we usually grew up with was, there's a lot of, like, disturbing, they always seem really nice, but they end up, like, if you actually listen to what they do, they're quite horrible about people killing themselves, and, the guy who had to, who were captured by a troll and had to, like, to get away, he decided to do a competition with the troll. Mm-hmm. And said like, I think I can eat more porridge than you can. The way he did that was like he had a satchel on his belly that he cut open at the end. Like he just kept putting porridge in the satchel instead of eating it. And I'm starting to get full. Like, okay, so I'll cut open my belly so that I can have room for more. So he tricked the troll into doing this self, and the troll cut open his belly and killed himself that way. And then at the end, like, yeah, it's a merry tale because he got home safe.
Yep. it's gruesome, but it sounds like a very fun tale to be hearing. Good one over for the nice little campfire.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, as there have been quite a few third-person survival horror games, I'm curious to know what you're going to be bringing new to the table for this genre. What are you going to be attempting to achieve with Through the Woods that no other horror game has done before?
Well, I mean, you don't always have to be like this amazing innovative thing. I think we're doing a lot of really cool things, but we're taking a lot of inspiration from older games. But at the same time, like, story is really important to us. Mm-hmm. It's more important for us to tell you a good story than to like have you constantly be afraid. At the same time, it's this, what we're trying to build is a like dread that lingers, that keeps going on through the game. We're not really a fan of jump scares, so of course we will be using a few cheap tricks, but I mean, you have to. But sound is so important in these kinds of games. So our sound designer has been spending a lot of time just trying to make what he feels is like the most realistic soundscape he can do. There's a lot of games that try to make it sound a little bit more like fiction, but he's been like almost hurting himself, throwing himself around to make the best falling sounds and death sounds and all those things. But other than that, I think it's just like when we're trying to like explain to you the game really quickly what it is, we're saying that, okay, so imagine Alan Wake combined with Gone Home and a little bit of Amnesia in it.
Oh, that's actually a great description right there. That does sound like it's just waiting to just creep out on you. And I wanted to touch about how you're doing the whole sound design thing, because for me, it's what I love and also hate about survival horror games, because it sounds amazing, but then you forget that you're not actually in the game, and it just makes you jump all the time. It happens a lot when I would play Amnesia. It happened a whole lot when I would play Alien Isolation. Mm-hmm. And it always manages to just give me those damn chills dancing along my spine every time.
Yeah.
This audio experience that you're wanting to do, how are you hoping to use that to not only amplify the frights, but also help you along this journey for your missing son?
Well, I mean, as much as possible, we're trying to make you really feel like you are in the woods. So we've spent a lot of nights out in the woods ourselves just to, like, see how it is and just get the feeling of the claustrophobic sense itself. Because one thing we're doing a little bit, or the focus in our game, is that you say there's so many, like, flashlight horror games in the woods. Like, what is different about yours? And we actually want to try and force people to turn their flashlight off. So the thing is, when you turn the flashlight on, the camera will zoom a little bit in closer to your shoulder. You will hear the mother's breathing a lot more heavily. And you can see really clearly in the direction in front of you, wherever you're facing your flashlight. But you get a really claustrophobic sense. If you turn a flashlight off, then the camera pans out a little bit and you start to hear a lot more details around you. You can hear more where things are actually coming from, and your vision is gradually getting adjusted to the night vision. So you can see details, you can see a lot more around you. You have a more sense of everything, but you have this depth of field, so you can't really see the details further than maybe 10 or 20 meters in front of you. So you can see stuff moving, but you can't really see what it is. And then there will be, like, there are certain creatures that are attracted to your flashlight and certain who are scared away by it. So you have to, like, being able to, select the at the right time, when do I use my flashlight and when don't I? Because when you're, like, you'll be stealthing around and you will have to scare them away and stuff like that.
So going back to having to turn the flashlight off, does this mean that some of the answers that you're going to have to find are going to be lying within the darkness itself?
That's a pretty good description without me saying anything I shouldn't say.
All right, so no comment on that one. So.
No, but as I said, back to the sound, I mean, it is just about making it as lifelike as we can. The game has actually won an award already for best sound in Norway out of games in development, and it's the first thing everyone comments on when they try the demo we've shown around. So, I mean, I could mention, like, we're running a Kickstarter right now, and if you become a backer, you get access to the prototype, and then you can try it out yourself. If you don't like it, then please remove your pledge. I mean, you can try it out yourself and see how good it is.
All right, so mentioning Kickstarter, you're going through that right now.
Yeah.
If you wind up going over the $40,000 that you're trying to go for, what sort of things are you hoping to do to help expand this game, expand the world of Through the Woods?
There's a lot of, like you mentioned in the beginning, there's a lot of interesting stories that maybe people outside of the Nordics haven't heard before. So we want to try and touch upon that and, like, just enrich the world a lot more. What I can say is that in the demo we have right now, there's a secret area that I don't think anyone has found yet. And if you manage to get to this area, you will find something that you can try and unravel and just find out more about the stories and alert yourself of what's coming in the future. And we want to do a lot more about that, around that, and just enriching the world a lot. And of course, there's right now we're only confirmed for PC, Mac, and Linux, but it would be nice to be on other things as well.
Hopefully, our listeners will go over there and help fund the Kickstarter. And it does look like a really great game that you guys are working on. My question is, for those people who have still not yet been convinced, why should they jump on the Through the Woods bandwagon? Why should they not only play this game, but also right this instant support the Kickstarter?
Well, since I'm Norwegian, we have this thing called Jantelov. So I'm really not used to, like, bragging about myself or, like, saying why things are that good.
Oh, okay.
But I can promise you that Through the Woods is going to be a really awesome game. It's from the outset. It might look like a bit like a game you might have played before, but I can promise you there's a lot more behind the scenes that you haven't seen until you try it. And the demo itself, it's showing some promises of that, but the full game is going to be really great.
Excellent. I can't wait to see more of it the closer it gets completed as such. So, Anders, thank you so much for joining us here in No Borders, No Race. Through the Woods, hopefully coming out next year on PC, Mac, and Linux. Where can more people find out information on Through the Woods?
Well, we have a website called antagonist.no, and there you can find our blogs. We try to blog about our development, and we'll be sharing a lot more once we get along. And then there you find the website for Through the Woods itself there. And then we're on Twitter and Facebook and everything, so just look for us. We're there.
Awesome. Anders, thank you once more for joining us here on No Borders, No Race, and I'm really looking forward not to just Through the Woods, but also what you guys have planned for the future.
Thank you so much for having me, Evan.
Not a problem. So for our guests here in Norway, we're going to spin a track from one of my favorite Norwegian death punk bands, Turbo Negro. And this comes off of my favorite album of theirs, 1998's Apocalypse Dudes. This is Rock Against Ass.
Fucking stove. Well,
Heavenly Six with Things I Can Do from 2009's I Kill My Heart release. As some of you know, she goes under the alias of Tommy February Six sometimes, as well as fronts the band The Brilliant Green under her real name, Tomoko Kawase. Folks, as a game journalist, you come across many different games every year, but it's always hard to cover all of them. Some you forget about, others tend to get lost in the cracks. However, in some occasions there are games that are too good not to talk about, even if they've been out for a while. And I wanted to make mention of one such title called Never Alone, which is out on PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One, with a Wii U release coming out next month. Developed by Upper One Games, Never Alone has you take control of a young Inuit girl as she and her fox friend attempt to restore balance during an eternal blizzard. You solve puzzles using each of your abilities, as well as run from dangers like polar bears and villains based on Alaskan folklore. And the story, told through an elder Inupiat, is incredibly beautiful as it is unfolded. How this harrowing tale of a child attempting to solve a massive problem her land is facing is simply breathtaking. Now, here's what I love most about Never Alone, and it's not often I praise something like this. Throughout the game, as you run deeper into danger, you'll come across little vignettes that will tell you all about life in Alaska with the Inuit tribes. The lands, the folklore, how they treat nature, how nature treats them, how they hunt, and basically the way of their survival. Normally, I'm the type to skip this sort of stuff, but it was all too fascinating to just ignore. And what was great is that each specific video that plays coincides with what is happening, or what just happened, in the game. So instead of playing a game and then coming across something that confused you, and then forcing yourself to hit pause and finally walking over to your computer to look up info on what you just witnessed, Never Alone conveniently has a clip ready to view so your confusion will quickly vanish. And trust me, you're going to watch every one of those clips, because what these people in Alaska do in their lifetime will have your lives feel so much minuscule. I mean, it certainly made me feel not as mighty, that's for sure. So please, do yourself a favor and grab the game Never Alone. Come June, it'll be on all the consoles and computer devices, meaning there will be no excuse not to grab it. Trust me, it's such a beautiful game that deserves more attention than it's getting at the moment. Alright, let's return to the playlist at hand. Here's a little jazz track from Pez, taken from their 2005 album, Tsukushinbo. It's called Number 6.
Your smile is like a breath of spring, and your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Johnny. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Johnny.
With a rendition of Dolly Parton's Jolene, the B-side to their Hello Operator single. If you're lucky enough to own a first printing of that 7-inch, then you've got quite the valuable collector's item. Like gaming, there's a lot of anime out there to cover, most of which I don't have time to really talk about, but a friend of mine recently told me about the show Nikkaku City Actors, which came out last year and can be viewed on Hulu and Crunchyroll. The anime is based off of what is known as the Kagero Project, which is a Vocaloid song series created by Shizen no Teki P. It has spawned a light novel series called Kagero Days that will begin being published in America this week, a manga that has also begun being published here, and this anime series that has been licensed by Aniplex of America. Nikkaku City Actors follows a group of kids with mysterious powers drawn from their eyes. These powers range from concealing oneself, mind reading, deception, and the ability to project thoughts and emotions to other people. The series, which was animated by Shaft and directed by Akiyuki Shinbo, has this underlying feeling of isolation throughout the show. Whether it's a character isolating themselves from the world, or if it's society keeping their distance from the character, this theme plays pretty strongly, especially in the first couple of episodes. You see these beautiful worlds, but nobody roaming them except for the character the episode is focused on. Now, I wouldn't say this is the best series to binge watch, as there is a lot they cover in each episode. Sometimes it may even take a couple viewings of each episode to truly understand what is going on. There are layers to each of these characters, as it's not just about isolation, but also how these people attempt to control their powers. As they do their best to help themselves and their surroundings, they are also having this sort of realization that if what they can do cannot be controlled, it may very well destroy them and their sense of living. As of this recording, I want to say I'm 5 episodes in, might be 6 actually. But Nikkaku City Actors is definitely worth watching if you're looking for a more challenging anime to view. Plus, as mentioned, there are the manga, the light novels, and even the music you can dive into that will help expand this world. In fact, we're going to spin a track from the Kagero Project. This particular song is about the character of Konoha, and it's about what happens at the end of this tale. So, if you're Japanese and are listening to the show, spoiler alert, I guess, from the album The Cactus City Records, here is MC Jin with Summertime Records.
にとって大切なんだよね。 な生き方に憧れていたんだ。長くなんか死ぬんじゃねえって思っていたのさ。だけど今では愛するお前がここにいるからさ、100年経ってもギターを片手に愛を語ろうぜ。最近世の中不吉な事件がいっぱいあるけどさ、スロットの海とか地球とか俺たちの未来とか、キャメルポップコーン食べながら愛を語ろうぜ、愛を語ろうぜ。 We talk about love, talk about love, talk about love, talk about love.
Talk About Love from their Love Is Rolling album. I had the privilege of seeing them twice at the 07 and 08 Japan Night shows at TT the Bears. You know, I'm still sad that they're closing that club down. Too many good memories. And a lot of my friends feel exactly the same way. So hopefully they give it a great send-off when it comes time to shut it down for good.Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com.You can follow me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com and on Twitter at king_baby_duck. Like us on facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and facebook.com/LandOfEsh. For all other articles under the gaming and geek realm, go to egmnow.com/Electric Sisterhood. And don't forget about the other shows under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues Program.One other thing you can find me on is the app Anime and Manga Amino, where I'll be starting to post exclusive polls and questions for our listeners and readers that will coincide with future podcast episodes. Find me on there at KingBabyDuckESH and look out for a poll regarding an upcoming anime review that we're hoping to do on the next episode.Now we're going to end today's show with a track from our friends across the Atlantic.The Broken Broadcast. They are currently in the studio now working on a new album, so right now we're going to spin something from their previous release, How Not to Cut a Buffalo. This is We're Just Waiting for Our Friends. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
I'm just